Good morning. Charlie, if you're listening to this, dude, you're over. You're done.
Ellie's an honorary dog.
He is a dog.
Woof, woof.
That was my pick, you piece of It goes without saying that Matt's last.
Oh, yeah, Matt is last.
Usually I have some kind of idea, like I'm like, oh, Matt's team sucks or whatever, but...
Should we replace them?
This is the Draft Dogs Podcast. Our takes do not reflect the opinions of Toronto Metropolitan University or Spirit Live Radio.
All right, we're back at another episode of the Draft Dogs Podcast.
Woof!
Here today with a special guest, our dear friend, Eliezer Gutierrez.
Good morning.
Ellie, we must say you are sitting all alone over there, unfortunately, this week. Matt is out of town, and we received a word from Charlie this morning that he is not feeling well. Clearly, that means he played too many video games last night, I would say, Sammy.
Yeah, he's definitely fine, and I honestly think it's just because... He knew he was going to lose today's draft.
You know, we could tell yesterday when we set the 9 a.m. recording time that he wasn't too excited. And today, he just mysteriously gets ill. Who would have thought?
Shocking. But, I mean, Ellie's definitely an improvement from the both of them.
Ellie really carries the weight of two people, and we're very glad to have you here, buddy.
Thank you so much, buddy. Charlie, if you're listening to this, dude, you're over. You're done. You're not going to be here next week.
Ellie's an honorary dog.
He is a dog.
Woof, woof.
So, Ellie, just so you're aware how this works, where we spin a wheel, we get the draft category, and then we spin a wheel again to decide the order, and then we draft and finish up the show with some analysis and decide a winner, and then we put it out to the fans on social media, and they decide the real winner. Little update from last week from the athletes draft. I did win. I'm very proud of that. I think it was well-deserved, despite Matt being Matt and tried not to let me win.
We called it right, though. We knew you won. I think I came last in the fan draft.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
Fair. But my analyst skills?
Analyzing, I think.
Thank you. It's an early morning, but...
It is.
You know, I argued my point. Just shows you. Honorary lawyer over here. I knew my team was garbage. So I'm going to fire away on this wheel of names here. Deliberating. This is always an exciting moment. And we got... Ooh, very close. It was almost TV shows, but instead it's characters.
I'll take it.
And that's got a lot of people in mind.
So we've recently learned that we need to quantify our drafts. Otherwise, we're arguing here for 3 hours.
This one's interesting, though, because there's no basis on what makes a good character. I feel like with this one, we'll just know.
Are we sticking to, you know, movie and TV show characters? Or are we saying, like,
I think anything.
Scottie Pippen was a great character?
No. I feel like movie and characters, like, not real characters.
Like fiction.
Okay.
So, Charlie usually spins the wheel of names as well. Because I do the category, he does the names, but like we said, he's not here, so I'll do the names. All right, so spinning it. And the third pick in today's draft goes to... Tulio Fontanella.
Oh, God.
You know, I'll take it. It's not bad.
First didn't go so well for me. I like a good second pick, if I'm honest.
It's less pressure, to be real.
Especially when Matt has the first pick, because you know he's going to mess it up.
He'll pick, Hunger Games or something. I mean...
No, he'll pick Michael Phelps first.
Yeah.
I mean, the first draft ever, you had the first pick, and...
It didn't go well for me.
I've already spun the wheel during this conversation, but the first overall pick goes to Eliezer.
Thank you so much. So how many rounds are we drafting?
We draft 5 rounds. We'll probably take a break after the 3rd round and kind of recap what we have so far.
Awesome. Go for it.
Absolutely. So we're ready when you are, Ellie.
Awesome. So my first pick, it's controversial, but it's the best character out there. Give me Barney Stinson.
Really good character. I love Barney Stinson. I was thinking he... I didn't know about first round, but he was definitely...
It's my first pick.
I haven't even thought about this.
He was definitely on my radar. I feel like I might be taking this one out of Julio's pocket. Give me maybe one of the best characters ever, Michael Corleone.
That is a great pick.
The Godfather has been involved in 4 of our drafts.
Well, because that is one of our favorite movies. I'm going to go with an iconic character. Give me Harry Potter.
Ooh, good character. You know? Transmedia, book and movie.
What a guy. He's seeing everyone's
heart. The best-selling book of all time, if I'm not mistaken.
And number one Halloween costume.
Exactly. The fastest book selling of all time. I just read that yesterday.
I think it's the only series over $1 billion.
Damn.
I love Harry Potter. You know, now that we're talking about like fantasy and that, give me Darth Vader.
Oh. That was my pick, you piece of
You know, Darth Vader is so iconic. It's just Darth Vader.
He is like the, when you think of bad guys, it's Darth Vader.
He is the bad guy.
He's the bad guy.
That's such a good pick. Ugh. Okay. I would be remiss if I didn't take this one. And I feel like as much as Charlie's not here, I want his essence to be here. So give me Walter Hartwell White.
Walter White, I feel if you haven't seen Breaking Bad, you're not going to be that connected to him.
That's fair. But you got to see Breaking Bad.
I have to. It's on my bucket list.
Oh, dude. You haven't seen it. It's the best show ever.
Oh, I don't know about that.
What, Soprano or The Wire?
I mean, I think that is one, too, but I don't know. Breaking Bad's good. It's not my favorite.
Fair enough.
All right. I'm going to go in a direction that I didn't think I was going to, but give me Captain Jack Sparrow.
Good pick. That's an amazing. Very good pick.
You know, Tulio's going all the way with, like, characters, like, movie characters, so that's good. Let me think. You know what? I feel this guy, everyone knows him, and if you don't know him, it means you have no, like, childhood or anything. Give me Homer Simpson.
Really good. I was wondering when we dip into animation.
Give me Homer Simpson. I was between him or Peter Griffin, but Homer Simpson all
the
way.
See, I was thinking a different direction, but similar idea. Not Peter Griffin. Give me Stewie Griffin.
Yep.
I wasn't even thinking about him, but I'm so glad he dropped to me. Give me Michael Scott.
Great pick. Oh, I didn't even... I totally forgot about Michael Scott. That's brutal.
That's what she said.
All right, so with the Michael Scott pick, let's take a break here. Great draft so far. We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back. Just to recap the draft real quick, we're sitting going into round four. Ellie came off hot with the first pick, took Barney Stinson, followed that up with Darth Vader and Homer Simpson. Sammy came in, took Michael Corleone, Walter White, and Stewie Griffin. And then I had the last pick of the first round, and I took Harry Potter, followed that up with Captain Jack Sparrow, and third round selection of Michael Scott. Ellie, we go to you now for the first pick of the fourth round.
So for the first pick of the fourth round, you know, I was debating between the Joker and something obscure and detrimental as Squidward, but I'm gonna go with the Joker. I'm gonna go with the Joker all the way.
It's a great pick.
And I'm gonna, if I could be specific, the last Joker. So yeah.
Very good. Oh, so like the Joker, like movie from.
Like, yeah, I like, if it was specific, of course, Heath Ledger's Joker is the best one, like, will ever be, but I don't know. I like the last Joker.
I think I'm just willing to give him the Joker.
No, I think so, because with my next pick, it's kind of a.
No, I'm just going to take the Joker, but like, if I will, like, make a specific.
Oh, I see.
Fair enough. I also am going to take something that's been a different actor. Give me James Bond.
James Bond, that is a good pick.
You know, Daniel Craig, James Bond, is by far the best one out there.
That is true.
Daniel Craig, handsome guy.
Handsome guy.
Very handsome guy. And, like, iconic. Bond, iconic. James Bond.
And, yeah, he died. So, spoiler alert.
So, as Ellie did say in the last round, I've been very... Actually, it was two rounds ago. It was very movie-dependent. So, I'm going to continue to diversify my list. And I am... Where do I want to go? Who do I think you guys won't pick? You know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to take Sherlock Holmes.
Good pick. Good pick.
You know, yeah.
I think we got the British locked down now.
I'm just going to finish. Give me Daffy Duck.
Ooh.
Very good. I almost thought about Bugs Bunny earlier.
I was thinking about Bugs Bunny, but it's like, you know, Daffy Duck is even better. I don't know. I like comedy, I like laughing. So, yeah, Daffy Duck.
I would agree. I think Daffy Duck is better.
It's way better.
Fair enough. Bugs Bunny. That might be a debate in itself, but I'm going to round off my team. I've gotten a lot of bad guys, so I'm going to go for a good guy. Give me Spider-Man.
Ooh.
Oh, there you go.
You got a couple of heroes on your list, too.
I got a hero and I got an anti-hero.
There are two people I would love to have at this pick. Tony Soprano. And the man that I'm going to pick, because I think he is the funniest TV character out of every sitcom that's been made. Give me Kramer.
Oh, nice. How I didn't think about Seinfeld.
I thought about Seinfeld, but I haven't really watched it all the way through, so it wouldn't be true to myself, you know?
Yeah, that's fair. Oh, yeah, that's the thing. Like, all the characters I pick, I know them, like, Well, so that's a good one, Kramer.
I'm very happy with this, how this draft turned out. Like, regardless of how we place it, I think we all ended up with the teams we wanted.
I mean, we can do this for a while. Like, it's such a great...
Let me just propose, because it's just the three of us. Should we tack on a sixth round here?
I'm down.
We'll do it.
All right.
I'm down.
Folks, the first ever sixth round of a Draft Dogs podcast coming at you live right now. We got Ellie with the first pick of the sixth round.
The sixth round. You know, you already mentioned all the big characters, so I'm going to think, like, movie characters that I feel are iconic. Have you guys watched Inglourious Basterds?
Absolutely, yes. We have.
Give me Hans Landa.
Very good pick, Ellie.
Give me Hans Landa.
I was thinking about it.
Best.
So scary. Your team is very scary, Ellie.
It's all around. I like a well all around team. Like, I'm grabbing from everywhere.
No, but I mean, your team is legitimately scary.
I mean, you have
Darth Vader, Joker, and Hans Landa,
and Barney Stinson. So,
and then Barney Stinson just mixed in there. All right, I could have gone a lot of ways with this. I almost dipped into Star Wars, but I'm gonna dip.
You should, because he's right there, and I feel like he needs to be taken.
I'm gonna leave that to you.
I'm not gonna do it.
Ooh.
Very nice. Well, then we can mention him later, but one of the most iconic movie franchises, I'm going to take the main character. Give me Marty McFly.
Ooh.
Marty McFly, Back to the Future.
Just a great character.
Although Ron Burgundy and Aragorn are there, I feel like I got to go with, you know, again, the anti-hero. So I'm going to take Tony Soprano.
Very good. Very good. Great to round it off.
What a great show. What a great all-around show. You know, we skipped characters like Indiana Jones.
We did skip Indiana Jones, and he's arguably one of the best ever. We skipped Yoda.
Yoda, Anakin Skywalker. Like, you know?
The thing is...
See, I saw Luke Skywalker there, but I felt like if I had Harry Potter and Luke Skywalker...
Same character.
It's kind of too similar. Same with Aragorn. It's kind of too similar there. That's your traditional hero.
And as we know, diversity has played a role.
Totally.
In the analysis.
Of course.
I do... Indiana Jones and Ron Burgundy, I feel like the two biggest misses on this list. Maybe Luke Skywalker, too.
Actually, when you said better, I was thinking Yoda over Luke Skywalker.
I was thinking Anakin.
Because I think he's iconic.
I will say Anakin.
But that shows you how good Star Wars is, eh?
Yeah, and we only mentioned one Star Wars character.
I also thought about
Darth Vader is the most iconic. Yeah.
I also thought about Voldemort.
That is true. I feel like then you're kind of diving into the, you know, if I have Harry Potter and he has Darth Vader, then you're taking the second guy in that franchise.
That's the thing, because I thought, because of your recent drafts, I thought Vito Corleone would have been
Love him. And part of me thinks he's better than Michael, particularly in that first movie.
You could argue that. I think because he has the second one, that's why I went.
But Michael throughout the series is better. Although that third movie is garbage.
I haven't seen it because a lot of people don't even accept it as part of, like, the canon.
All right. Well, the first ever six round draft is done on this Draft Dogs podcast. We're gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back.
All right, and we're back. We just finished the characters draft, so to give a little bit of a recap of everyone's team, here we go. We'll start with Ellie. Ellie, with the first overall pick, picked Barney Stinson. Then he went with Darth Vader, Homer Simpson, the Joker, Daffy Duck, and Hans Landa. I picked Michael Corleone, Walter White, Stewie Griffin, James Bond, Spider-Man, and Marty McFly. And then Tulio picked Harry Potter, Captain Jack Sparrow, and spelled it horribly wrong, Michael Scott, Sherlock Holmes, Kramer from Seinfeld, and finished off the draft with Tony Soprano.
Well, boys, we don't have Charlie and Matt here, so this probably will be terrible, all of us being like, this was a great draft. You guys all picked great.
I know. I don't have a problem with
I actually think we all picked great. Like,
I have no problems with anybody's draft.
Yeah, I mean, well, it goes without saying that Matt's last.
Oh, yeah, Matt is last.
It's tradition.
Oh, lovely.
Ellie, we'll go to you first. Do you have a... Just breaking it down, what are you looking at here?
You know, I'm going to go from your team first, Julio.
Okay.
You have like three of the biggest pop culture characters out there. You have Harry Potter, Jack Sparrow, Sherlock Holmes. And then you have two of the biggest sitcoms characters, Michael Scott and Kramer. And then you have Tony Soprano.
Also have the only book character, I think.
I mean, no, you have two book characters.
Well, yes, but...
Technically,
I guess Spider-Man is a graphical novel.
And The Godfather was also a book. Technically, that is if we're going to be that.
That is true.
I mean, no, if you want to say that, Star Wars is also a book.
That's why I didn't say Sherlock Holmes was one, because he's really...
Yeah. No, no one knows. Like, no, you're right. You have the only real book.
The real book.
Then we have Sammy that has an all-around team. I feel Walter White kind of sets you down.
Really? I was looking at more at Stewie.
No, dude. Stewie's so great.
I'd argue that Stewie... Because, like, Ellie was thinking Peter Griffin, but I was like, I think most Family Guy fans, at least... I only picked him because he's my favorite, but most Family Guy fans would say that Stewie's the better character.
To be honest, I don't want to rank the drafts because they're pretty good. The three of them are pretty good.
You got to.
I will say... And not to pick on the new guy, I do have one issue
Go
with
for
Ellie's
it.
Team.
I do too.
And it comes at the first overall pick. I love Barney Stinson, and he's one of my favorite characters ever. But in terms of best, his name sticks out on this list a little bit.
You know, I'll take it. I think it's a personal connection I have with the guy. Mm-hmm. I love Barney Stinson.
Oh, he's great.
See, I'm more looking down the roster here, and Daffy Duck, while he is, you know, iconic in terms of Disney, I don't know if he stands up with the rest of the names. I think I maybe like Barney Stinson a little bit more than you. I think it would look better if he had took Vader 1 and then Stinson.
It might be about placement, but the Homer Simpson pick kind of intrigued me because while he's iconic, I don't even know if he's the best character on his show.
Ooh, who would you say
is? Would you say he's better than Homer Simpson?
I think in terms of icon and The Simpsons, and I'm not a huge Simpsons guy, so you can definitely fight me on this, I'd say Bart.
You know, the thing with Homer Simpson is so dumb, and every single thing he does is so funny that... I mean, it's like he always stands up. Like the movie, like the Simpsons movie, it's Homer Simpson's movie. So.
Yeah, but when you think of the Simpsons, I don't think you think of the movie.
I mean, yeah, but like I'm just thinking like in general, because I was watching the movie like 3 days ago. I don't know, man. I feel Homer Simpson's so iconic and so great.
I do like Hans Landa with the last round.
That was a very good pick. I think it's fair to say we all had pretty good last rounds.
Yeah.
I don't really have an issue with Tulio's team. I mean, I'm not a huge Seinfeld guy from the limited amount I've watched. I mean, it's obviously like the sitcom, so I don't want to get into that, but I think that's probably the weakest on his list. I don't know what you're feeling about that, Ellie.
You know, for me, it's Sherlock Holmes. You know, I'm going to tell you why. Like, most of the characters we're picking are like, I mean, Sherlock, it's like pop culture, but he's so boring. Like, I think the only thing I've seen Sherlock Holmes and I had fun was watching like Tom and Jerry or something like that.
Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, have you ever watched Tom and Jerry with Sherlock Holmes?
I have not.
Oh, dude.
I will say, like, the actual, like, I don't really like the Sherlock, like, his actual character, but the spinoffs of Sherlock Holmes are fun. Like, when Peter Griffin or Stewie Griffin is Sherlock.
Oh, those are hilarious.
Then I'm down. But
he's just, like, he's one of the first, like, pop culture characters.
I think he's iconic.
But like, I don't get, like, a connection with him.
I'm leaning towards Ellie at this third pick just because of that Daffy Duck pick. I don't really get it.
I'll take it. I don't know. I love Daffy Duck. Like
I get that. And
it's not that iconic on that like that like one of the best, but I don't know. It was like a personal thing.
It's a good character. I don't think he belongs on the list.
That's fair.
And I didn't say anything when you guys brought up this point. I still think in terms of if we're going best characters, iconicness has to come into it. And I would have gone with Bugs.
Yeah, personally. Me too.
Even though, like, I mean, we all picked with our hearts.
We did.
At this point, we have three really solid teams. I think this is the best draft I've seen in terms of, like, I usually have some kind of idea. Like, I'm like, oh, Matt's team sucks or whatever. But with this one, we're just grasping at straws, really hoping for the
best.
I think this is probably the tightest I've seen.
Yeah, this is by far the tightest draft.
I will say, like, as much as we put Ellie third, it's very close because, like, again, individually, it's so hard to say because you do have the two of the top five best villains ever.
That is true. No, I do like Ellie's draft. There's just kind of one or two picks that I think let him down.
I think if he had Darth Vader, Homer, Hans, and the Joker, and then maybe went a different direction with Barney and maybe went a different direction with Daffy.
I would say keep Barney and just go a different direction.
Yeah, I was
if he took
Indiana Jones
instead of Daffy or Ron Burgundy instead of Daffy.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Because Neil Patrick Harris, always, like, I love How I Met Your Mother. He's clearly the best character on that show.
Oh, he carries the show.
It's not close.
No, he's the show.
Yeah, I mean, I think this it comes down to Ellie's pick on this. I mean, Tulio's a very strong team. The only thing I think I'm lacking, even though I have quote unquote villains, I still have the protagonists.
You do.
I mean, I guess you don't really have a villain either.
I think you and me are kind of, you know, Tony Soprano and Walter White kind of cancel each other out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like they're like villains, but they're not like the...
They're anti-heroes.
Exactly. They're not like the classic villain.
Here's my only take for why I beat you, but again, this is the best I felt about both teams, so I don't really care. Like you said, Walter White, Tony Soprano cancel each other out. Michael Scott, let's say, blows Stewie Griffin out of the water.
Yeah.
James Bond, Sherlock Holmes are comparable.
I think James Bond blows Sherlock Holmes.
I would say that they're the exact same character from two different eras.
Yeah,
they are.
But that's why I
feel like
just...
the influence James Bond has, like the amount of movies, the books, like even the
Sherlock has the same thing. They're just from a different era. I would say.
So that's why I kind of just said they were like tied.
Yeah.
Michael Corleone, I think you would say is better than any, maybe better than any character you have.
In terms of like, as a character, I say it was, I think in terms of like influence, I wouldn't.
I don't know about that because I feel like any anti-hero, any protagonist where they aren't necessarily a good guy is based on his character, and a lot of movies have been influenced by his character.
I just think Harry Potter is kind of... I think we're undervaluing him a little bit.
I feel like Harry Potter and Spider-Man kind of go hand in hand.
I feel like Harry Potter is sometimes like...
See, I would say it would be Spider-Man and Captain Jack Sparrow.
Fair enough. Yeah. But then I'd say, that's fair. No, I see that. But the thing is, I think there's no... I think for your team, I was just going to say, like, there's... I feel like there's a comparable for each on my team. So, like, I don't see too much of the advantage besides the fact that I didn't go too much towards comedy. And the thing is, with these lists, is now that I'm looking at it, if I go one-to-one, and even round by round, if I go individually based on, like, who's the most comparable, who's the closest, I still, like, I come up 3-3.
Stewie Griffin, like, how much does he resonate in terms of, like...
Dude, a lot.
Stewie, I will say, is, like, that one was the pick I probably picked the most with my heart. Like Michael Corleone, best.
Not Marty?
No, Marty I think is just an iconic character. Really? Like I think he's, everyone like knows who Marty McFly is. Like if I think if someone wears an orange vest and blue jeans,
that's
someone
true.
Will be like, dude, you look like Marty McFly.
That was my Halloween costume for like 4 years.
That's a lit costume. Pretty easy too, right?
Big Back to the Future over here.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And I will say, I still think this isn't related, but I've said on the last podcast, and I want to say it again. The Back to the Future score is so dope, and I always get so fired up watching it. I remember during, like, once COVID hit, I watched all three of them in one day. I think with my team, I have one name that sticks out, and with your team, I'd say there's two in Sherlock and Kramer. But really, it doesn't matter. They're both really good teams. They're both, like... very similar teams in the fact that we both picked the anti-heroes of their era. We both picked iconic characters that have multiple actors playing them. So either way, I think it was a good draft overall.
I like both of our drafts. Just kind of what sticks out to me is I think maybe straight off the top, I might have more name value than you. But in terms of like... subgenres of iconic characters, I think you might have me beat a little bit.
So we're all gonna call this a tie.
Like, I think it really comes down.
What about rock, paper, scissors?
We almost had to do that once.
Huh? What about the first Draft Dogs rock, paper, scissors?
We could flip a coin.
Do you have a coin to flip?
I do, actually.
I'm interested about the fan vote on this one.
I'm pretty sure they're gonna go,
Ellie, heads or tails?
Give me heads.
It's heads.
So, I don't...
Wait, he called it?
Yeah, I call heads. I don't know. I feel you're Walter White. Maybe because I haven't watched Breaking Bad yet, but I feel Walter White's, like, not that iconic. I mean, he's a great anti-hero for saying it in a way. But other than that, dude, you have, like... I kind of like Stewie Griffin. So, because I'm a huge, like...
It's just Walter White that's sticking out for
me. I would say, yeah, I will say Walter White.
say Walter White, I think he's iconic, but he's iconic for, like, just the people who are diehard Breaking Bad fans.
Fair enough.
For me, it's really Stewie Griffin, just because I don't think that it's, like, the people who love Family Guy and watch Family Guy, same thing. They love him, and he's iconic for them. But for, like, the wider population, I don't think he's kind of transcended that, like, generational divide that I think a lot of my characters have.
That's totally fair. I mean, I think you were right about your point with the name value. Like, it's close, but in choosing Michael Scott and in choosing Captain Jack Sparrow, which we haven't really talked about, like, iconic characters. I think you beat
me on the icon. I feel
like
we haven't talked about Harry Potter enough either.
I think that one's just such a good pick.
Is it just, like, up there? Because we haven't talked about Corleone a lot. We have touched on him a little bit, and I feel like those two are just, like, kind of in a class of their own in this list.
It feels like just Harry Potter. It's like Darth Vader. Like, those guys are good.
They're just, like, they were the obvious, like, pick. Like,
yeah, exactly.
It's like, that's it.
I think, we'll say, before we get into it, I think that crowns Tulio the winner of the characters draft. Just want to point out, obviously Matt and Charlie aren't here. Me and Tulio keep winning.
I'm going to be honest. If Matt and Charlie were here, they'd probably be pick one of us and just dump on us because I don't think they want us to win again. I did love this draft, Ellie. Thank you for coming on.
It's a pleasure to be here.
It was really, really fun. Like, these are really iconic characters. There was only one moment when I felt like my character was stolen. That was with Darth Vader, because that's just... he's one of the best characters ever.
Yeah, and I, to be honest, had not even thought that far because Harry Potter was just kind of off the top, and I was not ready for this draft when we started, but I'm glad I got the team that I did.
Yeah, you responded nice. I mean, to get one of the best TV show characters ever.
All right, guys, welcome back. Now that we've decided a winner... obviously Ellie wins third, Sammy second, me first. We got a little extra time today. Charlie and Matt are not bogging us down in debate as per usual. So we're going to introduce a new segment here. Give it a little test drive with, Ellie, our special guest, and, do best pick, worst pick, and then steal of the draft. Sammy, since this was your idea, I'm going to let you kick it off.
Okay. Best pick. I mean, I'm going to be biased in here, but I think I picked the best movie character ever. So I think it's hard not to argue that Michael Corleone is the best pick. I don't know what your guys' thoughts on that. So how are we going to do this? Are we going to talk about our best, then the worst, then the steal, or should I give my best, worst, and steal all at once?
Yeah, just throw your best out for now, and then we'll go to Ellie.
Okay, so I'm stuck between either Michael Corleone or Darth Vader.
I feel Darth Vader.
I would agree. I think second round getting Darth Vader, I think that's the best pick of the draft.
Right. No, that was it. Unreal. But I can't believe he fell. I'm surprised he didn't go first round.
I'll come in with the worst pick. I think I got to go fourth round Daffy Duck, especially with Indiana Jones, Ron Burgundy still out there.
Putting them on the same sentence is funny, by the way. Indiana Jones and Ron Burgundy.
That is funny, but, you know. I kind of have to, and just I think Daffy Duck was the worst pick of the draft. Sorry, Ellie.
No, I'll take it.
Would you agree?
I agree.
I would agree, and just for context, I was also thinking, again, I can't stress how much I love Barney Stinson. I think those were the two worst picks of the draft, but since those are both so, like, such good characters, it just shows how deep
this
draft
for
is.
Me, Barney Stinson isn't a bad pick. It was just a ill-timed pick.
I think it was kind of early.
Fair enough.
I think he could have got him later in the draft.
It was a missed opportunity.
Like, if he takes Indy there and then Barney instead of Daffy,
it's a different
story. It looks better.
Yeah.
But Ellie, who is your steal of this draft?
My steal of this draft. I need to think. You guys go first. I'm thinking about it.
I had two picks for steal, and they both don't come from my team. For me, the steal of the draft is either the Joker or Tony Soprano, because obviously you get, like you said, one of the first, or one of the best at least, anti-heroes in TV. And then Ellie picked one of the best villains, and I'd argue maybe one of his best picks of the entire draft besides Vader. I'd say it's probably the second best in the fourth round.
You know, I feel my steal would be Harry Potter.
Really?
Yeah.
Third overall.
In the first round, you think it's a steal?
I think it is.
You think he should have gone top two?
I think it should. I don't know why. I was going to pick Harry Potter.
You think, like, Vader and Harry Potter are the top two?
I feel buried. Yeah, yeah. I think Vader and Harry Potter over Barney Stinson was like a, I don't know.
It's a gut pick. You wanted him on your team, which I respect, but.
Maybe other than him, I will go with Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow was, I think, I don't know about Steel because it was second round, but Jack Sparrow's.
I think it was right where it should have been picked.
It was a sleeper pick in the sense where I wasn't even like, I don't know about you, Ellie. I didn't even think of Jack Sparrow. And as soon as he said it, I was like, that is an amazing
pick. It's the same
way
like Michael Scott. How Michael Scott was like the ninth pick.
You're talking about it right now. And I think I have both the two steals of the draft are on my team. And it's Michael Scott in the third round and then Tony Soprano in the sixth. Michael Scott, I think maybe should have been the first TV show person taken, if I'm not mistaken. Like, if we're going to say Barney should have been moved down, then Walter White was the first one. I think maybe you take Barney Michael instead. But then Tony Soprano, you know, one of the most iconic anti-heroes, made the most iconic anti-heroes on TV in the with the last pick of the draft, that might just have to be the steal of the draft.
I think it's Tony.
I think it's Michael Scott.
Michael Scott?
I'll go with Michael Scott.
The only difference I have is just because you picked him last pick of the draft.
Yeah, I think I got him even later.
Last pick of the draft, and I think you could argue he's your second or maybe even best pick. Like, Tony Soprano.
He's not my best. Harry Potter's by far my best.
The best in terms of iconicness, but I think Tony Soprano's better than Scott. And I think he's your second best pick, Tony Soprano.
I think we all have a pick where we feel like we could have gone a different direction with, though. I think for Ellie, it's, you know, Daffy. For you, it's probably Stewie.
Yeah, that one was a heart pick, and but I don't even mind.
For me, it's Sherlock, which I don't, because of how iconic he was generationally, I don't mind, but I think I could have gone with a different direction just to, you know, modern up the draft. Yeah. And I feel like all of us are just looking at Indy and being like, oh my God, why don't we take him?
That was, and I was thinking, like, he crossed my mind at one point when,
I mean,
when Ellie picked Vader,
I
was thinking Solo, but then I was like,
he never did, actually. I don't know why.
It was the second round, and I was like, I'll come back to him, and I just never came back to him.
Yeah. I almost even was considering, because I thought you'd pick it, Andy Dufresne.
Oh, no.
Andy Dufresne. Yeah.
That's part of the reason why I took Corleone so high, because I was like, I mean, it is the movie, right?
I don't know if I would have taken him in the first three rounds.
First three rounds, you wouldn't have taken Michael Corleone?
See, the thing was, when we started this show, I've always felt like the Godfather characters and the Godfather would slip, and now I know you're on it, so
I'm always going to be on it, yeah.
Because I know Charlie and Matt, it's not even in their head.
Yeah, I don't know what category would bring them back up again. Maybe if we did, like, villains or...
Well, if we do TV shows, The Sopranos up, and I know you're going to be on it.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I'll be on you for that.
I need that first pick.
Yeah. I mean, but we've seen the first pick can be...
It can be a burden or...
It can be great or it can be bad. There's no, like, in-between.
It's a blessing and a curse. So just to give a bit of a update before we go, that is two wins for Tulio. He becomes the second two-time champion on the Draft Dogs podcast.
Let's go.
Two wins for me, one win for Charlie... A third place for LAS.
I mean, and I'm just going to be like there, like
I'm
just honorary mention.
In a four-person podcast, Matt's ranked fifth.
I was going to say that. if you see, like, standings, I'm higher than Matt.
You are.
That's great.
Because you have zero fourth-place finishes.
Attaboy.
I will say, not to plug myself, in terms of the podcast, I've only come second or first. That might just because I'm relentless with my.
See, I had those two fourth place finishes, mm-hmm. and I've kind of figured it out. I feel like
been first and second.
First and second the last 3 weeks.
Wow!
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
You went second, first. No, first, second, first.
First, second, first,
and I've done the opposite.
And you've done the opposite, and I was fourth the first 2 weeks.
So that being said, me and Tulio on an absolute tear, but I think that about does it for the fifth. Episode, a very special episode.
Ellie, thank you so much for joining
it's
us.
It's a pleasure.
You were so much better than Matt and Charlie.
So much
It wasn't
better.
Even close. Like,
Maybe
we ran through
Should
this.
We replace them?
Yeah, I mean, I'm down.
Tell that to Matt Dizer.
We'll talk to our lawyer. We'll have our people talk to your people, and then
I'm always available. You know, I'm always available. Well, you know.
Yeah, I don't know how we're gonna get.
Maybe just schedule Matt a couple more curling trips.
Yeah, I don't know how we're gonna get them out of their non-competes, but that about does it here. Thanks again to Eliezer Eduardo Gutierrez Velasquez for joining us. Give him a big round of applause.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. But for me and Sammy, we will see you next week. With who knows what we're drafting, but I'm guaranteed it'll go off the rails way quicker than this draft because the boys will be back.
We hope. I mean, I was about to say, who knows who will be here
exactly
on the next one.
But I will guarantee me and Sammy will be in this room.
And we will be first and second. Have a good night.
See you next week.
Adios.